In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Governor Jared Polis won't ask the federal government to downgrade the air quality rating for the Front Range, holding off tougher regulations. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Metro Denver air quality has been rough this year, and not just because of the unprecedented wildfires. Measurements at air monitors should force the Environmental Protection Agency to reclassify Front Range air quality from serious to severe. The change would bring stricter requirements like pricier, reformulated gasoline. Environmental groups wanted Polis to volunteer to accept the changes immediately. Instead, he plans to wait for the EPA, which should make the shift in 2022. While the groups blasted the move, Polis said the state should do more to improve air quality. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Tourism spending in Colorado continues to slide, even with the start of the winter sports season. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Travel spending in Colorado was down 40% during the second week of December, compared to the same time last year. That's according to the U.S. Travel Association. The decline equates to $4 million in lost tax revenue for the state government and $3 million for local governments. Out-of-state visits could increase as the peak of ski season gets underway, but will still be down significantly because of the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And the campaign to build a new cancer treatment center in Grand Junction has gotten a major boost. The Community Hospital Foundation says it's received a $1 million gift for the project. A spokesperson says that's the largest single donation in the foundation's history. The money comes from Grand Valley mortgage broker James Pulsifer. The new oncology center will be named for him and is scheduled to open in 2022. It's 33 degrees in Denver, 2 in Craig.